Network. Tomorrow's news, today.
The globalists are coming! The globalists are coming!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones at alexjoneslive.com. You are the Paul Revere's. Share the links and spread the word. We've only just begun to fight.
We had Vladimir Solovyov on yesterday, the top Russian broadcaster, big buddies with Putin. And he said, yeah, nuclear war's a probability, just get ready. And we're ready to go to nuclear war. Let's do it. The Russians aren't playing around. Of course, I got the same information from Victor Boot. Talk about Russian insider. Now, you might want to listen to me. If you remember back in October, about 4 months before the war started, 4.5 years ago or expanded, I went on air and I said the Russians will attack before the end of February. I said that in October. So October, November, December, January, February. So, goodness gracious, 5 months before. Oh, guess what NATO came out today officially and said the Russians are planning to strike European countries in the next 2 weeks. And that's not BS. That's true. Now, what do you think is going to happen when that goes down? Oh, I know. We've got all sorts of other stuff to talk about. We've got all sorts of Netflix programs and all sorts of sports on TV. It's all so much fun. And we've got all the warmongers over here. It's a minority of people, but they love it. Why, I'm a panicking. This Ukraine war is wonderful. The Iran war is wonderful. This is so good. The jobless numbers are so horrible. We're strategic oil reserves out of oil. A world at war. Iran conflict goes global. Oh, Axios, the CIA. That's the CIA. What did I say when this all started 4+ years ago? It's a new world war. What's a global war with all these big powers together and mass death? Couple million dead in Ukraine alone. What's that called when you got all these different wars going on and different power blocks fighting? It's called a world war. But Mark Levin, the great one, he makes jokes about it. Says, what world war are we up to now, Alex? Because I explained the CIA and the Defense Department call this World War IV in their war games. The Cold War was World War III. Sorry, I have academic. Sorry, I don't just read talking points and live with my thumb up my butt. Like you dumbasses. I'm talking about people like Mark Levin who's going to get us all killed. Israel's looking at this war all one-dimensionally about, oh, they're winning. They're going to take Lebanon. They're going to take Syria. Ben Gavir's running around foaming at the mouth. Literally has a shrine to a mass shooter in his house that he worships. Completely cuckoo. And that's who's driving the military policy to a great extent. You have the lunatics of the EU, unelected commission, that want their war with Russia. That's where their corrupt bureaucracies and royalty and Hitler go to die, is Russia. Just ask Napoleon Bonaparte. Ask old Adolf Hitler. Ask the Muslims. Ask the Huns. Ask them all. So here we are. But look at Drudge just emblematically. Drudge was ahead of the curve. He was right. I mean, many things I was wrong, you know. I mean, Trump was better than Democrats before, but I mean, now it's kind of chicken or the egg thing. But look at Drudge. The story is Trump in ruins, ballroom blocked, oh, jobs disaster, even Fox running away. And that's all newsworthy, but not compared to what's down below it. NATO, Russia's getting ready to hit in 2 weeks. Russia has told them, we're getting ready to target. We think we'll hit Poland first, where you're putting all those munitions. Then we're going to hit France and we're going to hit Germany. And then if you hit us back, nukes, bitch, let's go. So they loaded the gun, cocked it, put it to the head, and said, you're the ones bombing us. We're about to hit you back. So they're about to fire across the bow with heavy missiles hitting Europe. Get ready, boys and girls. Everybody wants a nuclear war? Get your hot dogs out and roast them, because you got a good chance you're going to be dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
When I grow up, I want to stop a nuclear war.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Band. And we're cruising towards nuclear war. It is Friday, August 7th, 2026. I am your host, Alexander Emmerich Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. Well, if you remember, 5 months before the, 4.5 months before the main Russian invasion of Ukraine 4.5 years ago and change, I said Russia will attack, will invade before the end of February. And I'm on record. And I've been on record for the last 6 months, every day, saying Russia will start striking NATO countries. Because I understand the threat escalation ladder, I understand the Russian posturing, I understand their doctrine, and I understand when they publicly say we're getting ready to strike, they mean they're getting ready to strike if NATO continues to give the high-tech munitions and guidance, means the U.S., to Ukraine to continue to attack Russia with up to 2,000 drones a week just trying to hit Moscow, and many of them hitting. Now, what would the United States do if Russia had taken over Canada and was firing thousands of drones a day at Washington, D.C., or a week? It would never have happened. So I'm against this abject, total insanity of the unelected EU dictatorship and NATO dragging us into this. And Trump inherited this, and Trump's been trying to shut it down, but he hasn't done what he could do, turning off the intelligence. And that doesn't just mean spies sneaking around the ground. That means the satellites, the guidance, the direction of the weapons. When Zelensky got in his face at the White House, Trump turned off their guidance for 1 week, and the Russians took giant amounts of territory and just obliterated them because they were blind. The United States runs the show. The United States is at war with Russia. I said when Trump was president-elect that Putin would soon announce, okay, we've been at war. You've been at war with us. It's official. Now stop. 1 week after I said that, Putin said exactly that, because I'm in the game. I got my head in the game. A lot of this intel, I don't even get from the Pentagon or White House sources or high-level Russian sources that you see on the show, highest level. I make the analysis and then give you my view on where we are, and in almost every case, you notice it's proven right. That's why, and I'm not bragging about this, and I haven't done it because of optics and things that I've got going on. There's no need for me to go do this, but I've been invited to to Russia. I've been invited to meet Putin. I've been invited to have dinner with Lavrov. I've been invited to go have meetings with their top ministers. Nobody gets that. Okay? Not even Tucker Carlson, other than his meeting with Putin. My point is, I said, no. I'm going to sit here and give you my pure American analysis of what's going on. And the Russians know it's dead on. And the Russians asked me, how do you know that? How'd you know we're going to do that? And I'm like, are you kidding me? You can look at it from the ground. You can look at it from the sources. You can look at the posturing. You can look at history. I know. Now, the only reason I lay all that out is the credibility. Everybody knows I'm spot on about this. Everybody knows I'm on the money. But you don't need to just believe Alex Jones is on the money. NATO came out, and you notice it's in the newspapers, it's halfway down. In the local paper, it's in the world section here in Austin. On Drudge, it's down on the left-hand side. The ballroom getting blocked by a judge is the top story. Because that's a political football, something we can grasp. NATO coming out and saying, Russia is going to strike us in the next 2 weeks. They're going to hit Poland. They're going to hit France. They're going to hit Germany. They're going to hit the UK. Now, that's kind of a big deal, isn't it? Overhead shot, please. Here's the London Telegraph, AP Reuters, The Sun, New York Post. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns. So, and that's why when I say NATO, that's U.S. intelligence. That's who really runs the show. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns, as Putin aims to test alliance amid weapons shortages. Now, back when the Pentagon was saying 4.5 years ago, Russia's getting ready to invade, and everybody said, oh, the Pentagon lies. Jones, why are you agreeing with the Pentagon that Russia's getting ready to attack? And I said, because I've got my own analysis. This is true. And they could see the weapons being shipped to the border, the medical systems, the blood, the ambulances. They could see a million troops moving up to the border. Not that a million were going to go in, but that's the backup in case it went to full war with NATO. So they saw a million troops mobilize and move up. The Russians didn't do that to play patty cake, baker's man. Roll them up, put them in a pan. No. And then I interviewed Russians on the air and Russian journalists, and I watched their body language. Ones that are known intelligence operatives. And I'm like, so you're getting ready to invade, in February? This is like a month before. No, we not invade. Alex, feed going bad. Oh, can't talk. Bye-bye. Stuff like that, so I get the final pieces of intel. Like, No, what do we not attack? What do you mean? So that's how I get my final intel, is watching these other shows, having people on. That's what I'm doing. And behind the scenes. Meanwhile, the airports are still full of U.S. troops flying out to the Middle East, not to Europe. And Trump's been pulling troops out of Europe by the tens of thousands. So we're now in a multi-front war, running low on munitions. The Russians are 4.5+ years into this. They've said, you've been escalating the attacks inside Russia. If you do it, we're getting ready to hit your weapons depots, and we're going to start with Poland. And they told Poland that 2 months ago. Poland suddenly discovered that Nazis run Ukraine under Zelensky. They suddenly discovered that Ukraine is running phone scams and bank fraud against the Polish. They suddenly discovered that they are cheating them on their farm deals. And suddenly the Poles pulled back and said, oh, we're going to stop giving you as much support. And they're withdrawing support. They're like, because the Russians told them, we're going to attack you first and we're going to take part of Poland. Or you can sit on the sidelines, and when we carve up Ukraine, you can get those areas of Ukraine that used to be part of Poland. And the Poles are like, So I'm watching all the diplomatic behavior going on. And so now Russia's like, well, we'll just go right to the head of the beast. We're going to strike the UK. We'll hit a weapons factory in the UK with a ballistic missile. And folks, if you don't think the Russians won't hit them, the Russians have their capital on fire every day. 2,000 plus drones try to attack Moscow on average every week. Dozens get through. Almost every day you look at the Moscow skyline, it looks like World War III, because it is. Yeah, let's go back to that headline. Russia sends World War III threat to attack U.S. and U.K. We can kill you anytime. Oh, who's that saying it? Who's that all over the news? Oh, the guy that was on my show yesterday who spends half his time on the front lines. Gee, wonder where I get my information. But I don't need to get it from them. But you heard him on the show yesterday. He said, nuclear war is now a probability. We're ready. Let's go. Now, if the United States had 2,000 drones a week coming out of Canada and dozens were hitting, and we saw monuments on fire, what do you think we'd do? I'm going to say it again. So the insane people are the globalists and the Rothschilds and George Soros and Newland and Lindsey Graham, who's dead now, and John McCain, but they started all this, and now it's escalating on the threat escalation ladder, just like we told you with Iran. They won't fall. They'll close the strait. It'll kill the economy. It'll kill the midterms, and that's the least of the bad scenarios. And we're now in that 160. How many days are we into the war? So now U.S. intelligence and NATO, 160 days in, are saying Russia's getting ready to hit within 2 weeks. And do you know why? Russia has told them. Okay, you're bombing us. We're going to escalate up to you. We're going to have limited strikes on some of your weapons depots. Russia's even said we may just do a demonstration and not even have warheads on these ballistic missiles like they did a couple years ago to Ukraine when they hit the six warehouses perfectly with a hole in the top of each one with that supersonic, hypersonic ballistic missile. And you see the eight warheads come in. And then the news went, look, their bombs aren't big. And it shows the warehouses with perfect holes in the tops. And I said, the Russians did that as a demonstration of delivering nuclear weapons via reentry MIRV devices that our anti-missile systems can't stop. And one day later, Putin said this was a demonstration that you can't stop our missiles. Because I understand doctrine. And those of you that don't understand this is very simple stuff. I don't understand how to act cool. I don't understand how to go to cocktail parties and wear a tuxedo. Actually, I do. I can take those things over. I am the party if I want to. But I don't do that because I'm not a peacock and I'm into the real world and I'm into stopping thermal nuclear war. But all the rest of you people, I'm talking about our audience. I'm talking about the candy-ass Democrats, the candy-ass Republicans. All of you people are going to get us all killed. You are playing in a uber-dangerous dimension right now. You have a massive normalcy bias that you think that the good old times are going to go on forever and Russia's like a trillion miles away. It's out past Pluto and the Kuiper Belt. No, it ain't, folks. It's 6,000 miles away. And their submarines are 3 minutes away from vaporizing our cities. Vaporizing our cities. And we're like, well, we'll vaporize yours. Yeah, that's called mutually assured destruction. You'd have to be crazy to do it. So just keep having your normalcy bias, but when the hydrogen bombs are detonating and you're sitting in your house or office and all of a sudden the windows all blow out and then 10 seconds later you see a flash of red coming at you, that's the firewall. And just remember, oh, Alex Jones was right. When the fireball hits you, and that's if you're, you know, on the edge of the blast. You won't feel anything if you're actually in the epicenter of it. And, of course, maybe you're out in the middle of Montana or Wyoming. Well, you'll get the nuclear winter and the fallout, and then a few weeks after the nuclear war, here comes the warlords coming to loot your house and rape your wife and kids. And people got their teeth falling out from radiation poisoning, and all these crazy guys stumble out of their vehicles, and it'll be doctors and medics and engineers, but they'll all been gone totally crazy. You'd have a bunch of 140 IQ psychos that are literally going across the land like army ants, devouring everything in their way. And all the low IQ people will just be dead in a ditch. And then the veneer of civilization goes bye-bye, and all of a sudden there's all these monsters all these 140, 150, 160 IQ monsters. The guy that used to manage the golf course, your surgeon, your neighbor who's the Army vet. And now all of a sudden, they're hauling you up by a chain to butcher your ass and eat you. And if I wanted to get outside the blast zone, I could go get ready and I could be the leader. I could be a new warlord. I could organize the engineers and scientists and warriors and have a battle plan how we were going to take the resources we needed, get to a redoubt, fortify it with weapons, because there's going to be other warlords coming soon we're going to have to contend with as we rebuild civilization. And it's not that I want to be a warlord, but that's what we're going back to. Are you ready to be a warlord? Are you ready for me to be humongous? Just give us the gas. We spare your lives. I know how much pain you feel, but wait. Now is not the time. You will be given your vengeance. But I don't choose that. I'll just stay here and die in a fireball. Now, this is now a probable scenario. And I know you have a normalcy bias. Because things have been so good. You know, okay, maybe the communists killed 200 million people in the last century. And yeah, World War II killed 100 million plus. And yeah, World War I. But you know what? That's never going to happen here. We're all insulated. We have our Netflix. But you know, the top billionaires have all publicly run off to the Southern Hemisphere. I mean, you know they've evacuated. You know the Sergey Brins and Larry Pages and Eric Schmitz? They're down on giant yachts with private islands with fortified platoons of troops. James Cameron's got a whole armada. His main base is New Zealand, but he's got an armada because he's been sure this is coming forever. Well, now they're all out to sea right now. They're little floating ocean cities. Oh, they're libertarians that just want to have, you know, floating cities because they want to test libertarianism out. Yeah, right. You can't get an escape pod and go get out of World War, nuclear war in space. We don't have Elysium built yet. It's called the ocean. So when the elites are in their escape pods, ejecting, that means they think there's a better than 50% chance of a nuclear war. Nuclear war. Nuclear war. Not fun. Not fun. What do you think's going to happen when Russia starts blasting the UK, France, and Germany in 2 weeks? You think NATO's going to strike back and escalate? Yeah, they are. And then it's off to the races, nuclear war. Now, Russia's doing this to get a discussion going and to hopefully have some sanity. And the Pentagon's been telling Trump, try to help Trump end the war. They don't want to have a nuclear war. The Russians don't want to have a nuclear war, but the political class running all this is demon-possessed. And that's what's going on here. And I told you that Saudi Arabia was going to split off from Israel and go with Pakistan and Turkey. Said that a month ago. Boom, just happened. And now they've shipped Saudi Arabia's nukes that they've been keeping for almost 20 years in Pakistan into Saudi Arabia, and they're out there in the warehouses with the jets, the fighter bombers, ready, gassed up with the pilots, sitting there in the air-conditioned room 24 hours a day to get the go code to get in those and start dropping hydrogen bombs. Told you that before it was in the news, didn't I? So people don't have the nukes out on the tarmac because they're going to play a game of pinochle or tennis or tiddlywinks. So we're in a new world war. It's escalating quickly. Everything Trump tried to do in the past, all the good stuff's falling apart. People say, oh, Jones admits he was wrong about supporting Trump. No, he was light years better than Democrats. But now he's gone off the edge, and anything good he's doing is overshadowed by the Iran war that just helped escalate this into full world war. And the job numbers came in and are absolutely horrible. and the inflation's off the chain, and you've got White House officials, I never even got to this yesterday, reprint it because I pulled the old stack off, multiple White House officials making jokes. Cernovich retweeted it and was saying it was crazy. If you want to find it, it was Cernovich reposted some of it. I found a couple of them. White House, high-level White House officials, speechwriters. TBUSA is like, man, the students really don't have money for burritos. You know, why are burritos $20? And they go, oh, your poor burrito. Let you eat cake, you little pussies. You know, so what? There's inflation's not bad. White House officials, while they're doing insider trading, hand over fist, making billions of dollars individually a month, people complain about cost of living, and it's just like, yeah, shut up. And Trump's like, I don't want to hear about the average American's economic peril. I don't even think about people in bad economic situation. I got a war to win. I'm a wartime president. Even if you think that, why are you saying that? He had like a 40% approval rating when he started making those statements. And I said, it'll go to 30. And in a week it did. I don't need to know if those polls are right or not. I talk to the public on the ground. And I love the neocons and the white pillars and the camp followers, kind of the cat turd type people. If you're not on X, you don't know who that is. That if a booger fell out of Trump's nose, they would bow down and worship it like it was Mecca. And guys like that, they just say everything's wonderful, everything's great, things couldn't be better. But you understand you guys are a minority of conservatives and populists and common sense people that don't want to glow in the dark of a nuclear war. And you're helping us lose the midterms. And just because you delusionally have invincible ignorance and just keep doubling down, saying those of us that know what we're talking about are wrong, it doesn't do anything. You are wrong. We are crashing into the iceberg. And I only say this to you because I feel sorry for you. You're supposedly conservatives. You're not mindless cult member, Democrat, Socialist of America that believe outright bull. DC has produced more billionaires than the rest of the country in the last decade, in just the last 2 years. The Trump administration has absolutely looted things like never before. Washington, D.C. is America's newest billionaire boomtown. The Trump administration has refunded $100 billion in tariffs. Will you get any of the money? Lutnick wrote the treaty, wrote the tariffs, wrote it to fail. The Supreme Court said, sir, if this was written correctly, you would have won this. Just reissue it this way. Trump didn't even do that. And then Lutnick's firm buys up all the insurance, telling the companies, no, these tariffs will succeed. And then he makes the lion's share of the insurance money on the $100 billion. And then the fact that Trump didn't reverse that or didn't reissue it, he's on in the take. He's already on the take everywhere else. He literally did all that to screw us. Or he's an idiot. Doesn't matter. It's what happened. And I'm supposed to sit here and go, oh, I love that. I love you writing the tariffs so they failed, so your buddy gets all the insurance money on $100 billion. God, that's even more inventive than Larry Silverstein getting double terrorism insurance in the World Trade Centers 2 months before they blew it up. And Larry Silverstein said they blew it up on TV. Talk about rubbing it in. Yeah, we made the decision to blow the building up. Gave the order, watch it come down. PBS. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue, and if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that power plant formula, If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric, we've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 trifecta iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the ultimate power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, the shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Weeks and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
You do not help fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing. Someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Lord Vader, the rebellion is exposing your lies. We are the resistance, and we're taking down the Empire's deep state machine once and for all.
Get this guy off my screen. Can we go to clip 50? Clip 50. Guys, what's going on back there? All I wanted was clip 50. I sent it this morning. You should have had it. I'm not mad at the crew. I am not mad at the crew, but I am mad at you. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com and make the purchase now.
Hey,
just really want to kill the Russian Christians. And then when they strike back at us, it'll kill the West as well. Yes, that's what Skynet wants, to kill all the humans, have us kill each other. That's what Satan wants. That's the plan. And now the Pentagon warns that Russia is set to strike NATO countries, France, and the UK and Germany within 2 weeks. And what will NATO do when that strike happens? What will the United States do when that strike happens? Will they escalate? Because the West has escalated above the Russians, so now they're saying they're going to match our escalation. That would mean thousands of attacks inside European countries, inside NATO countries, if they're going to match it. Though the Russians have telegraphed they're going to do limited demonstration strikes on weapons depots. They've even said, perhaps not even with warheads on them, to then get the people's attention to stop your leaders. Stop attacking us, because the next ones are going to have warheads on them. The ones we send in every day got warheads on them. Who's in the wrong? A five-year-old can tell you who's in the wrong here. Who's trying to cut your son's penis off? The Russians? No. The globalist. Who's flooding your borders with third world populations? The Russians? No, the globalist. That's the reality. We've been showing you a simulated strike on Russia. Let's show the strike on Europe, simulation by the Russians, and it's later in this simulation, and the U.S. submarines popping up, all the other fun goodies. So that's where we are. And a lot of you are like, is there an echo in here? I've been hearing a lot about Russia's getting ready to strike NATO in the coming months. And then I said, the coming weeks. I said last week, have the archives find it. I said, oh my gosh, I said last week over and over again every day that I believe in the next few weeks Russia is going to strike. Didn't get that from the Pentagon. Right here. Right here. Usually do contact the archivist. Archivist is in Austin, too, is on a well-deserved ski vacation. And he's not here. So dude's not listening. So you guys call the archivist and just have him go into last week. And I specifically say, I believe that NATO will probably get hit in the next couple weeks. And then, oh, now there's a Pentagon report that reportedly came out last week that we now learn about, saying 2 weeks. That means a week. And I hope and pray that this doesn't happen. I hope the Russians don't strike. People say, oh, Jones predicted a strike within 2 weeks. It didn't happen. No, I said they're preparing to and have warned they're going to. And now the Pentagon has put out a report word for word what I have been saying at you until your ears bleed. All the regular listeners are like, yeah, we heard that 15 times last week. Yep, you sure did. And I say that to not go, ooh, I'm smart. The Russians have said it. They mean it. They're going to do it. Russia could attack NATO within weeks, U.S. intelligence warns. U.S. officials believe Russia may attempt to escalate tensions by mounting a small land incursion or launching cyber attacks across Eastern Europe anytime from the autumn to 2029. So they put it out years, but they're saying within the next 2 weeks. The Wall Street Journal reported. The report marks a significant shift in U.S. intelligence assessments from their previous stance that Vladimir Putin would not attack while still caught in the war in Ukraine. Well, that's, the Russians have said you have weeks to within a month. It's like, my prediction is not even a prediction. My prediction is they mean it. But, you know, they run ads all over the U.S. media. This is one out of New York. What do you do when the nuclear bombs are coming and the nuclear missiles? Get inside. Oh, yeah, they don't tell you to get in the basement. Get inside so the glass blows in. They don't even tell you, you know, close the windows, any of that. They tell you, tune in to local radio or go to their app. Let me explain something. When hydrogen bombs are detonating above your city, you're not going to have your apps working. You're not going to have radio stations working. You're going to be dead or buried in rubble. I love it. They say, shut the doors and windows. No, it's pull the drapes. Get in a bathroom if you don't have a basement. They can't even give you good advice. Have your children stand in front of the window so the glass cuts their carotid arteries. Go to our app during a nuclear war. How about you stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye? You know what? Let's play that public service announcement in a moment. Yeah, they're running. Oh, and FEMA's been saying last year, get a week of food and water ready because there might be a nuclear war. So we've escalated on Russia. They're getting ready to escalate. I want to open the phones up, and I want to talk to veterans and current active duty. I want to talk to folks that particularly go to the head of the line if you worked in the missile forces or nuclear department. Let's fire the phone system up. And one other group, because I am screening calls here live on the air right now. By screening, usually I just say free-for-all, but when I say a specific topic, specific group, that way we get those people. I also want to hear from anybody that loves the Iran war and loves the Ukraine war, people that disagree. So any veterans, active duty, you name it, we're taking your calls on this out-of-control war. Where do you think it's going? What should we do? You agree with me, disagree with me? I'm not screening for opinions. I just want to be on this topic. And if you disagree with me and you're serious, people calling to get to the head of the line, they're fake disagreeing. If you're serious, I want to hear from you about how I'm a panicking and the economy's great and the Iran war is going great and the Ukraine war is wonderful and we should be bombing inside Russia and Lindsey Graham is God. I want to hear from you. 512-266-0642. If you're outside the U.S., your country code, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. And I got a bunch of other insane Democrat Socialist America news and Epstein news and Todd Blanche news and insider trading mass theft news by the Democrats and Republicans. And I've got TMZ obtains new UFO files, mysterious footage revealed. And I've got Europe-wide terror concerns amid rise of ISIS-inspired attacks and radicalization. I'm sorry, we won't be talking about a judge blocking for now the stupid ballroom. Or, did somebody sabotage a reflecting pool or didn't they? They put a bad liner in. Trump blamed it on vandals. It became a focal point. They arrested a bunch of Antifa and leftists slicing stuff up afterwards and dumping algae in. That's all true. And then they arrested an innocent Olympian. And, of course, charged him. That all blew up in their face. But how is that our top story, a reflecting pool in the stupid ballroom? I'm sorry, I'm not talking about it. How about mass joblessness numbers pouring in? How about inflation exploding? How about the Iran war spiraling out of control? How about we were right, the neocons and the Israel firsters and their paid influencers were wrong? But Israel knew. Israel said, we want you in a quagmire. We want chaos in the Middle East so we can exploit it and expand greater Israel. Israel knew this wasn't going to go the way they told Trump when they tricked him into this. It's not just that talking point that Trump got tricked. You got Lindsey Graham on tape posthumously bragging how he got Trump into it and tricked him and all of it. Netanyahu bragging how they did it. They sit there and talk crap about Trump on international television. Why? Is he compromised? I don't know. But all his enemies, all the never-Trumpers, boy, they're the catch-me-out. They're the good guys. And then he's taken their advice, and the country and the world and his approval rating and the Republican approval ratings have gone in the toilet and down the sewage line. And we're supposed to just love it. We're supposed to just support it. 512-260-0642. All right, that's enough of the number. Okay. Let me just give you an illustration of how I'm sad for these people that live in delusional cuckoo land. Overhead shot, please. We'll show you HD versions of these. So, Ben Garrison, who I've known for, I don't know, probably 25 years, been interviewing him off and on. He's come to Austin. Him and his wife had dinner with him. Very nice guy. You know, great artist. And he's done so many cartoons supporting me when I was being censored and promoting the show. And we promoted him. I mean, he's a great guy. And so I'm not mad at Ben, you know, joining in and attacking me with Roger Stone last week and all that, but positioning themselves to be sycophants for Trump. That's what they've chosen. They think that's loyalty when Trump has not been loyal to what he said he would do. But it's emblematic of not all the boomers. I'm not singling out boomers, except statistically 65% of boomers are supporting the war. They're the only group other than the Israel First lobby that supports it. Not all boomers, but you know, as a group, they're the ones doing this. And so we'll put the full screen of this up, please. He said, after years of Alex Jones jumping the shark decided it was his turn. Jones is out here in 2026, impeached Trump raft, yelling, what the F, while the shark casually says, love your show, Alex. Hate to see it. Jones used to be one of the loudest voices fighting for America. Now this, has Alex officially jumped the shark one too many times? Read the full post here. And it's if you're a radio listener, it's a stupid graphic. Not one of his better cartoons of me in a yellow Zodiac boat. Says 2026 impeach Trump with a big great white shark jumping above me saying, love your show. And so the idea is I'm about to be sunk. I'm about to be destroyed because I am against this war and against nuclear war and against all of the inflation and just all the terrible things that are happening. And to a boomer, I guess it's all about being in the in club and like they're at the cool, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick table. And they're telling me at the lunch table, you're not welcome at our table. I'm sorry. I was never at the lunch table. I just really never was. I was always, you know, past that. So I'm not really a joiner. I don't feel shunned because that's what they all do. They go, oh, you're not at the cool table. You're in trouble. You're having big problems. I don't do what I do on air to be popular. I do what I believe is right and accurate. But let me give you a little newsflash. When I came out on the day of 9/11 and said it was an inside job, there were bombs in the buildings because they said they blew up Building 7 on TV that day. And I lost 70% of my stations from upwards of 170, whatever it was, down to like 35 stations in a month. And the stations were calling saying, you got high ratings, we love you, but you can't say this is an inside job, we're going to turn you off. And they would turn me off. And I went from making a couple $1 million a year gross to fund the operation to, you know, making a couple $100,000. I didn't care. What I cared about was telling the truth. It wasn't even a thought to me. Now, let me explain something to Ben Garrison and Cat Turd and the rest of you, your type. It's popular criticizing Trump. The general audience is pissed off at me that I'm not more angry at him. And when he started going sideways over a year ago, a lot of the audience was pissed that I wasn't quick enough to really sink my teeth into what was happening and go after Trump to get him to course correct, though I was. So let me explain something. This is not a popularity contest, but if it was, you guys are losing. Nobody wants to be at the Jeffrey Epstein, Howard Lutnick, nuclear war, Lindsey Graham, Never Trumper, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro. You know, Ben Shapiro, with the billions behind him, he had billions behind him of Israeli money, on record, laundered through Texas oil out of Cisco, Texas. He was one of the top five or six hosts in the last 7-8 years they built him up. Since he went full mask off Israeli operative, his average video on YouTube used to get about 2 million views. His average one now gets 5,000. And then they have the graphs, Google graphs of him, and his audience is down like 95%. Same thing for Mark Levin. Trump's numbers are in the toilet, but you guys like pretend and go, aha, you guys aren't popular. Oh, you jumped the shark. No, Trump jumped the shark, killing internal enforcement with the Border Patrol. We had the former head of it on reluctantly a few months ago to just say that's the case. Now it's all admitted. The Ukraine war is wildly unpopular. Remember when Trump was against it? The Iran war, 80%+ of the average voters against it, 60%+ of Republican voters. Fox News, Drudge has the headline, and I already reported this weeks ago. Fox News host, it was just a few of them a month ago. Now it's a bunch of them are against the war. Fox News is turning against the war. Do you understand that? Does that get into your gourd? That you are the one that jumped the shark? You are the ones that were played into this disaster by Israel to create chaos, and Israel's only thinking one-dimensionally about its living space, its Lebensraum, its expansion, its greater Israel. So we fixed Ben Garrison's cartoon. If you're a radio listener, I'll describe it. Instead of Alex Jones out in the ocean with a giant great white jumping over me, and I'm like all scared in my rubber boat. Oh, God, I'm impeached Trump, and it's just a little flimsy dinghy, and I'm going to get eaten by a shark. Help me, don't hurt me, please. Mommy, 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 mommy. Oh, look, I'm not a cool boomer. Look, I don't have 1 foot in the grave. You're not at the 1 foot in the grave table, Jones. And I love the boomers. I love my parents. They're awake. I'm not at the boomers that are this type. But what is in the grave is their political ideology of war and endless wars and neocon wars that, like a disease that I thought we'd expunged, they've caught again. So we fixed Ben Garrison's cartoon for him. We made a couple different versions here. So here's an overhead shot. Here's Ben Garrison's. And then now we've fixed him for him. The Iran war jumps Trump, strategic defeat, out of the munitions. Now you beg for a deal. How's the inflation in the U.S.? Then we've got another one here, right here. The shark jumps Trump. Love your war, Trump. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. So we'll post the two fixed versions when we upload this video that's live right now later to X. We'll post with this video the fixed versions for you. Now they're fixed, Ben. And maybe while you're, doing your cartoons from the nursing home, you can teach us all about the future and how to not be a panicker. And, you know, and look, I'm not trying to be mean, but I'm just being emblematic here that you guys are a dead ideology, okay? We're not neocons. We're not Israel firsters. We don't want to nuke Russia. We don't want the borders open. We don't want total inflation. We reject all that. All right, I'm going to go to your calls to Kevin and No Lock, Brad, Claudio, Brady, and others here in just a moment. I intend to stop them launching their next pandemic with your help. I intend to dial back this war and shut this down. There's a lot of good signs. You got all these Fox News hosts now against all these wars. That means a lot of the establishment and the Pentagon is against it. The Pentagon was against the Iran war. We've got a good chance of stopping this. When I get up here and the Pentagon puts out a report saying they can attack any time coming up in the next few weeks, that's not saying that's going to happen. It's saying things are serious. Russia's getting ready to do it as a warning to get a discussion going to get us to the table. And we started this, so we should be at the table. And I need your support to continue on this fight at thealexjonesstore.com. There's a big sale going on right now, where you get 50% off on the Irish Sea Moss capsules, the creatine powder, the turmeric gummies, the Super Greens green gummies. And these are all the highest quality, the best Irish Sea Moss, the best creatine powder. Just go look up the types they're in, look it up, ask ChatGPT, whatever you want. And, you know, is this the best formula? It'll tell you. Because we go out and private label whatever the highest rated, highest strength, highest quality is. That way we don't reinvent the wheel. Almost all our products are private labels of already five-star bestsellers of other companies. We have proprietary things like Methylene Red that's incredible, that's special. We have other proprietary products like Ultimate Power, the strongest 10-hour clean energy, even better than Turbo Force. It's all there. It's all discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. It's amazing, and it funds this operation. Also, we have the new Shilajit tincture. Shilajit has all these natural peptides. It's incredible. It's in multi-million-year-old deposits in the Himalayas. They don't even know where it comes from. They believe diatoms for millions of years grow in oil deposits and produce it, but they're still not sure. We have the best private label out there, Shilajit tincture. We have the gummies and the pills as well, but with the tincture, it's super concentrated and taken over the tongue, massive absorption. Testosterone boosting, supercharging everything. Men, women, everybody loves it. Ours is the best. You want to know what I'm feeling right now? It's Methylene Blue. It's Shilajit. It's Irish Sea Moss. It's bovine colostrum. I'm taking it all, baby. And people are like, man, what's up with your skin? I mean, my skin looks better than when I was 20 on this. I mean, literally, your wife's sitting there rubbing on you. She's like, my God, your skin feels like a baby's ass. And it is all this stuff together, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is absolutely amazing. Get it all at thealexjonesstore.com. The Shilajit tincture, 30% off. We have the new turmeric tincture, 95% humanoid, even higher absorption than the turmeric pills. And we have the strongest turmeric pills there are. It's all at thealexjonesstore.com. And anybody buying anything should be a VIP. Just like Amazon Prime. You spend $30 a month, instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers. It's almost too good of a deal. In fact, we're talking to Bigley right now about if you're already a VIP, you'll get the VIP deal you had, but we're going to have to weaken the VIP deal because we got accountants looking at this, and they're like, yeah, you're selling a lot of stuff. A lot of times you're making 10% profit. You can't pay the bills on that. And they're telling me, Jones, you got to stop doing all these sales. People think that they're only going to do it when you do these sales, and you're not making money. But yeah, a bunch of money's coming in, but there's not enough black on top of that. So one of the biggest problems around here is me. I mean, these deals are so good, thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of new items have been added there as well. We also have the new online pharmacy, 1776rx.health, where you can get the ivermectin, win, minbenzidol. That aren't just anti-parasitics, but they do so much more. Just look into minbenzidol and ivermectin and what they're known to deal with and knock out. And why Big Brother doesn't want you to know about it. Minbenzidol with ivermectin, get it now at 1776rx.health. And they're going to add a full pharmacy there soon, but I wanted this to be the first thing they add because this is so important. You've heard Mel Gibson talk about minbenzidol on Joe Rogan. Just look up, what did Mel Gibson say about minbenzidol? Whoa. I mean, you want to know about this. And that's just the one-time order price. You get it for way off that when you subscribe to it or get a prescription to it. Talk to the nurses, talk to the doctors now at 1776RxHealth, 1776.health, 1776Rx.health, 1776Rx.health. We'll be right back with your phone calls immediately. Back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Share those live feeds.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
On the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
Who the hell is that?
I just got a call from Rob. He said he saw some goblin riding a crocodile lurking around our studio.
You, Alex. My crocodile monsters and I are onto you now. There is nowhere left to run. Best damn day of my life.
Yeah, ain't it?
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.